What's happening, man? It's your partner, Big Boy. It's about that time. Let's get this week turned up right now.
Hello. What up, neighbors?
Natalia Perez.
If it goes down in Hollywood, you know I know about it.
Louis G.
What's up, ladies?
Oh, my God.
ID.
Hola, amores.
With special appearances by Luther Lufe phone test.
Sir?
My name is Luther Lufe.
My name is Luther.
Barry's cousin.
I don't know who put anything in your head.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
It's me, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
T.T. Tanaka. Donald Trump.
And also Maricela.
Oh, Big Boy, I love you so much.
It is about that time, man. Strike it. Well, there it is. It's lit. Big Boy's Neighborhood starts. Big Boy's Neighborhood. Continue to hang out with us, man. We got Big Sean in the neighborhood for your big interview. Yep. Detroit 2, of course, is the newest album from Big Sean. So we got to talk about music. We got to talk about life. We got to talk about peeling off the onions, man, when it comes to these layers.
Yes,
and
man.
I feel like with this project as well, man, just being vulnerable and letting people see that side of you with Big Sean. So y'all continue to hang out with us, man. We got Big Sean in the neighborhood for your big interview. And also, man, we're going to let you know a new reason not to leave your phone sitting around.
For real, dog.
Yeah, and it's not just like, oh, my girl gonna look at my side chick.
No.
Trust me. These things can happen. And you know what's wild, man, is even when my kids were growing up, my son is 13, my daughter's 12.
Yeah.
But I remember just kind of handing them the phone, and then you'll kind of go back to it, and you'll be like, man, what the hell were they doing?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so.
Last year, Myra's daughter got her phone for her birthday. She's only 7 years old.
Wow.
Her first phone at 7 years old. I never had a phone at 7 years old. My mom never handed me whatever.
I'm not
going
to say why you didn't have seven, one, but, you know.
Why?
Yeah, Louis, stop it.
Okay, yeah. I didn't.
You know, don't let me say it. But, yeah, you didn't have a phone at seven.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
I didn't.
Right. I know.
Oh, okay.
I know why you didn't have a phone at seven, Lou, because there weren't phones when you were at seven. Jesus Christ. Is he going to make me say it?
I guess. All right.
Like, dude, that's like me saying, man, I didn't have Instagram when I was in fourth grade because it wasn't there.
You could have handed me a block. The big old
like a
phone.
Big old Motorola, big ass phone, hot ass battery and everything. But yeah, we're gonna let you know a new reason not to leave your phone just sitting around. And I want to tell you straight up: if somebody knock on your door and you have a delivery and you know you didn't do it, you better go ahead and look at your little one.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? You better like, man,
so true.
Come pay for this. Also, we do got your phone taps courtesy of your good friend, Mr. Luther Lufe. So y'all continue to hang out with us, man. And we got Ani in the neighborhood for click of the day. Continue to hang out with us, man. Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big laughs, big stars, big hip-hop hits. It's Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood phone tap on the 10s time, man. Halloween time is going down, and Halloween week.
Ooh,
that's what I was trying to say is going on.
Oh,
monster
mashup
here, man. We got a mashup of our best monsters, you know, and when we say monsters, also, we don't mean just like ghouls and goblins. We mean people who get crazy mad. All righty. Let's go to get it to your phone tap right here. Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Got your phone tapped. What you gonna do? All we need now is the right word or two to make it all stick like glue. Got you, got you.
You 19 and you talking a whole lot of shit.
What the hell is wrong with you, man?
Your customer service
is... What the fuck are you doing?
I will come down there and slap the out of you.
I won't be there because I don't work there.
Dumb jerk.
Oh, you look like a f***ing idiot.
Forget it. I don't want nothing to do with you.
Ma'am, well,
Forget it.
Ma'am, they think I live there.
I don't even know you. No.
Ma'am, I just need to come by, and if you could just pack me up like a little turkey sandwich.
No, I'm not going to do nothing.
Just,
no.
Ma'am, I...
No. Okay. No. No.
Ma'am, I don't know what...
No. No.
Ma'am.
Yes. I'm trying to tell you, get the f***ing high-rise building.
Okay, ma'am, okay, if you don't...
Go bother somebody else.
Well, we're coming to your f***ing house.
No, ma'am, don't show up.
You wicked witch, do this for the kids.
There are no children here, you f***ing moron.
You bring your lame on over here.
I ain't worried about you, this is Pharaoh's Monk.
Come on with it, bye.
Don't make it seem like you're going to do something silly.
Have keep something to bring. You keep talking on the phone, though.
The phone, though.
I say to bring it. Hold on. This is my time. I'm the man, damn it.
Tell that.
Hello? What?
The called us and said that she was going to donate a refrigerator.
Ain't nobody call you, man, by no refrigerator. I bought the refrigerator.
I ain't worried about you, you idiot.
You want to meet me in the street? Meet me in the street. I'll show them full of lights up your. How's that? You burping gutters. You are going to be sorry. I guarantee to you that.
I'll be there, and I'll be sorry when I'm beating the shit out of you.
Yeah, you sound like an embolic fucking dumbass. That's what you sound like to me.
Okay, and you know what, sir?
No, you know what? Me. 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 You can eat the shit out of my
phone taps on the tins every hour, every day, right here at Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood. Your neighborhood news. Natalia is on the mic. Natalia Perez, what it be like?
Well, Big, Iggy Azalea has been quiet for the last few months, mainly because she knows she was taking some time off to be mommy. But it seems like she needed to get a few things off her chest. Okay, for starters, now this is all about relationships. So for starters, she did talk about her relationship status. And, you know, we know that she's been dating Playboi Carti for a few years now. There were even rumors of an engagement. They were living out in Atlanta. Then she had the baby all secretly. Like, we didn't even know she was pregnant. We've never even seen a photo of her pregnant. But they had the baby. And now it looks like, though, that they've broken up. Yes. Iggy took to her IG story, posted up these messages. First, you lost a real one. Then she said, people take loyalty for granted, and that's why I'd rather be alone. Then she said, one thing I'll never understand is how liars live with themselves. That blank don't eat you all up inside. And then she put a question mark. Now, of course, hearing these messages, you think, ooh, either her and Playboi Carti are in some kind of breakup, or they're broken up completely. What's going on? People were questioning it. So she came back and she was like, the next day she said, what I meant last night was I'm raising my son alone and I'm not in a relationship. So there you go. Plain and simple, her and Playboi Carti have broken up. Who knows? Maybe they will get back together because now they are connected forever because they do have a son. But it looks like she is done with Playboi Carti. Apparently, it looks like he did something he wasn't supposed to do. And then she finally shared photos of her and her son, Onyx. This is something we have not seen at all. She was guests waiting for some time to post up these photos. The baby is so cute. Two very adorable photos of Onyx with his mom, Iggy. So those are up now if you want to see those and you want to see the messages that she put up on IG. Plus, also more neighborhood news and Big Boy on Demand, where you'll never miss a show, never miss a moment. Get us 24/7, radiobigboy.com. You can get all of that up there, including Big Boy quick clips, fully loaded celebrity interviews, 24/7 channel, so much more to check out. radiobigboy.com. And I'm Natalia Perez for Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Welcome to Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Let's Neighborhood. Go. Man, Big Sean, welcome back to the neighborhood, man.
It's been a minute.
I know it's been a minute, man, but it's crazy how the world has changed since the last time we sat down in here. It's a different world.
Do you think
world.
It's for the better?
Do you know what, man? I think it's when we say for the better, there's a lot of people that's learning, and then there's some people that paid, you know, a hell of a tuition into the school of experience for us. You know what I'm saying? But I think it put us on a sit down that we probably wouldn't have had. And I think it gave us
that was much needed.
Yeah, an appreciation. And we're still seeing things. You know, it's not just a pandemic. It's everything, bro. It's what we've been witnessing with, you know, the killings, the shootings, racism. The racism, you know, 45 in the office. You know what I'm saying? So it's just a lot where you're starting to think like, okay, what am I going to learn from everything that I'm seeing right now? What kind of person do we become? You know what I'm saying?
Because if we don't learn from this, we some dumb.
Yeah. Hey, bro, if we don't learn from this, that's true. We ain't learning at all.
And it's we.
Yeah.
I'm learning. You learning.
Yeah.
There's a lot of points we know, a lot of things that we can point out and say and, you know, defend. But if we don't come out from this together.
Yeah. And better,
we
bro.
Don't learn from this,
that's what I tell people, man. We got to come out better, Sean, than what we went in. And the same with, you know, the world is changing and we're seeing a lot of unemployment. We're seeing a lot of furloughs. We're seeing a lot of, you know, destruction. We're seeing a lot. But also it's this terrible. Is that time, too, where I tell people, I say, man, what you wanted to do in life, now is that time. You know what I'm saying? Oh, I wanted to start my store. Do it. I wanted to go. Do it. You know what I'm saying?
By any means. So here's another question. I know that you're interviewing me, but do you think that this is ever going to return back to how it was? Or do you think... Now, a lot of these ways we are experiencing our new way of normal.
New way of normal, bro. I think so, man.
I agree.
When people say, oh, we're going to go back to the norm, you got to think, bro. And I don't know how long you've been flying or even if you were flying before 9/11, but do you remember when you could walk a family member to the gate at the airport? A lot of things have changed where they became the new norm, you know? So I think we're going to have something of this that we're going to have for possibly forever and a day.
I think so, too. My dad gave 35 years to the airline industry, and he got laid off. And I remember how hard it was on him, on his mental.
Yeah.
And his, you know, he gave his whole life to that industry. He started off a flight attendant, became a manager, and worked his way up to another manager, and he got laid off. And I just remember that it was one of the most detrimental things to ever happen to him, man. So it's like, I know that that's happening tenfold around the country. Now. And people are going through some of the hardest times of their life. And as blessed as I am, I can still feel, you know, I can't necessarily feel what they're going through, but I can feel the energy. I can feel it weighing heavy on my heart. You know what I'm saying? So it's like.
And plus, bro, we've been there.
I do try my best to help.
We've been there. Yeah. And not only have we been there, we are there. We coming right back with Big Sean. Big interview. We got big things to talk about. Y'all stick around. Y'all radio's Big Boys Neighborhood.
You're waking up to Big Boys Neighborhood.
Big Boys Neighborhood. Big Sean up in here, man. We are back. Detroit 2, of course, is the album, the new album, bro, with Detroit 2 during a pandemic. You know what I'm saying? And the world has changed. Mm-hmm. And we saw just a lot of growth, it seemed like, in Big Sean anyway. Mm-hmm. With the actual album, bro, do you feel like you let us in even more with Detroit 2?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I felt like I was going through an experience where I was confused about the way I was feeling. I was confused about myself, and I had to tap in and take time to rediscover myself, rediscover where I was at, why I was feeling like this, you know, and I had to learn better communication. You know what I'm saying? I come from a family where both my grandparents were in World War II, both amazing people, but they didn't know how to express their emotions. They didn't, they obviously loved us. And it got trickled down to me. And it's like, I didn't know how to really express myself. Even though I write all my music, it was just like, I had things in me that I had to heal and figure out. And luckily I was in a position where, you know, I forced the time to take to myself because I was feeling burnt out and I was feeling broken inside, you know, and I didn't know what was going on. It felt like I was at a wall that was going to fall on me and I had to figure out how to climb over it, you know? So I took a lot of time to myself because I wasn't happy. No matter what I tried to do, I just wasn't happy, bro. So it's like.
Isn't that scary too, though, Sean? Where you think like, man, I'm supposed to be happy. Why I'm not?
Bro, to the point where I was ready to end my life, you know, a couple nights. So it's like, I didn't know what was going on. You know, it's like, I had no reason I felt like to feel like this way. But then I realized that my feelings are indications that something's off. So I just had to follow them. So I took time, I did therapy, I spent more time with my family, I did things, tried new things, and, you know, when I was trying to make music, I wasn't coming up with anything that I thought was good, you know? So it was like, that was the real low point because it was like, music is my happy place.
Right.
So when I couldn't come up with anything that I was really liking, I just felt hopeless, you know, super depressed, too much anxiety. So what I did was, I just took a break from everything, you know, because when you come from a mentality in a place like Detroit or a place like L.A. or wherever, it's like your mentality is once you get on, you got to stay on their necks. You got to keep going. You got to keep going. But that wasn't it for me. You know, I was burnt out, bro.
And but with that being said, too, bro, like there's always a man. I got one more show. OK, I'll do one more tour. Like
that's
it's
where
hard.
I was at.
Yeah. And it's hard to sit yourself down. You know what I'm saying? Like. It's crazy that you did sit yourself down, but it probably wasn't immediate either. You know what I'm saying?
No, it wasn't.
Yeah.
To make a long story short, because that's a whole nother hour interview. You know, once I started working on myself and started realizing I was in control of my feelings for real, unless I gave somebody else that power, it was like I was able to feel happy and be aggressively happy and like expand my way of thinking. And I started, I started getting back to the music, and it started to be better than ever because it was like an expansion of myself, you know?
We coming right back with Big Sean, big interview. We got big things to talk about. Y'all stick around. Y'all radio's Big Boys Neighborhood.
You're in Big Boys Neighborhood.
Big Boys Neighborhood back up in here with Big Sean. Just with my relationship with Nipsey, bro, when I heard Deep Reverence, first off, when was that recorded? And then did you do your vocal again?
So during... What show was that? Oh, yeah, On the Run. Me and Nipsey were there talking backstage together because we were both coming out with Khaled and kicking it. Hit-Boy came up to us like, man, I got something for both of y'all. Like, you know, me and Nipsey for real was cool too, like texting all the time. He really admired the relationship I had with my mom. Yeah. He would always hit me up. You know, he was a real family man for real. So, you know, I remember that Hit was like, you need to do this track. I'm like, all right. I remember I was writing to it and doing all these things to it, but I was also in a point where my mind was, it was kind of when I was trying to get back into the music and it wasn't flowing for me all the way. Mm-hmm. So it's like, it's not that I didn't want to do the song. I just couldn't find the inspiration to, like, I knew what I had to do on there, you know? So I go to Detroit and I take my mom to see Hamilton. I'm doing some charity work in the city and I get a call and Nipsey got shot. I remember my heart dropped and I was like, oh, like, crazy thing is I'm trying to see. I just texted him that week and I posted a picture of me and my mom and Nipsey commented on the picture, like with praying hands, right? I just saw that. So I'm like, okay, he gonna be good. And then it kept getting updates because we got the same managers too. Me and Nip Rock, and it kept updating me like, oh man. I don't know, it's not looking good. And I was like, what? And then my homie called me and was like, man, they saying he might have got shot in the head. And I was like, I remember just being on the way to the airport, going back to LA, just crying, bro. Like, didn't know what the situation was. I just remember was crying. I remember I called Janae. We was on the phone and she was like, oh my God. Like, everyone was just, the whole world was just like, please, bro. Because we knew Nipsey was on his way to enlightenment. And a higher level of consciousness. You feel me? Oh, we knew that he was on his way. He was empowering Black people. Black business was his motto. He was, the marathon continues. That was it, you know? It was like, that was a mentality. So I remember that I did some stuff to the song, but it wasn't nothing really, you know? And I remember we was putting the album together and Hit-Boy had the clip of Nipsey saying, like, I'm gonna lock in with Detroit, the clip that was at the end of the song. And I started finishing the stuff I was doing to it. And I remember Dom was in there. And I was like, this probably ain't gonna come out. And Dom was like, nah, you gotta put that out, bro. Like, that's from the heart. You know, I feel like that's what bro would want. And when I hollered at Nipsey's people, they were all with it. You know, they were all like, nah, this is going to a good, you uplifted him, you carrying on his legacy, so. It was a really important song for
me. And so well done, bro. What I said before, bro, great body of music. Y'all stick around, y'all radios. We got Big Sean in the neighborhood, Big Boys Neighborhood.
You're checking out Big Boys Neighborhood.
Big Boys Neighborhood, your neighborhood news. Natalia's on the mic. Natalia Perez, what it be like?
Well, Big Cardi found herself in the middle of a Donald Trump rally. And if you know anything about Cardi B, she has been very vocal about her support towards Joe Biden and her dislike for Donald Trump. So needless to say, she didn't like what she was in the middle of.
Look how many f***ers. We're going to get jumped. I really feel like we're going to get jumped. Oh, my God.
Trump supporters are everywhere. I'm scared. I don't like it with their big ass truck.
So after that, that seemed, you know, she was joking around a little bit, but at the same time, it got really serious after that. Her man Offset was also stuck in the same rally. I guess apparently they were in different cars, but he then got pulled over by the police and he decided, I'm jumping on IG Live. I'm not letting this go down without people seeing what's happening. And this is what happened while he was in his car.
Why not?
Because you got guns out.
That's my choice.
I'm not finna move my hand from my steering wheel.
We were told that you guys were waving.
You celebrity, you know who I am? I'm Offset from the Migos. What are they? They're fans. That's why they following me, bro.
Nothing to do with why we're here.
I just watched. We're waving guns.
You just watched somebody beat my car up with a flag. What are you talking about?
I need you to turn.
You told me put my hands up. I'm not doing that. You put my hands up. It's 25,000 people in my life.
I'm telling you.
You're gonna get sued publicly.
It went on a little bit more than that, and they actually ended up opening up his car, taking him out, and detaining him. At first, the reports were that he got arrested, but that's not true. They actually just detained him. However, Cardi B's cousin, who was with Offset at the time, did get arrested and charged with carrying a concealed and loaded firearm in public. So, like I said, it didn't really go very well. But this, apparently this rally was near where Cardi B and Offset live. And I mean, like, I think for anyone else being stuck in some kind of rally or, you know, protest that maybe you don't support, it's got to be some kind of scary moment. But thankfully, everyone is okay. All right. For more neighborhood news and Big Boy on Demand, where you'll never miss a show, never miss a moment, get us 24/7, radiobigboy.com. While you're there too, you can check out our fully loaded celebrity interviews. We recently had Cardi B in the neighborhood. Check that out now at radiobigboy.com. And I'm Natalia Perez for Big Boy's Neighborhood.
This is Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Big Neighborhood. Boy. Phone tap on the 10th time, and your phone tap is brought to you by Big Boy TV, our YouTube channel. If you have not subscribed to Big Boy TV, do so. It's free. It is on me. All of our uncut interviews are right there, man. And Neighborhood, Big Boy Neighborhood Uncut, where we yes. get loose and, you know, get a little more loose. Some, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's when I get a chance to grow my hair and actually let it down. Just going to get into your phone tap right here, man. This is American Horrible Stories, where Luther calls a lady's American house horrible, to tell her that they're going to do, they're filming some new episodes of American Horrible Story, and some horrible. People have died at your home. Uh-oh. Just going to get into your phone tap right here, Big Boy
Big
Neighborhood.
Boy. Got your phone tap. What you going to do?
Hello?
Hey, hello, may I speak to
I'm not here right now. Can I take a message?
Yeah, could you tell that this is Luther Lufay from Luther Starchild Productions, and I was just calling to go over a couple of things with him for the documentary, for the shoot.
For what shoot?
Are you one of the residents there?
Yeah, okay. I live here.
Are you familiar with American Horror Stories?
Like on Netflix?
Yes. Well, we're not horror stories. We're more of America Horrible Stories.
What happened here that you think you're going to be filming?
You know, four people were actually slaughtered at that residence.
What?
Yeah.
Did they, like, disclose that to me before I move in here? Like, that's kind of messed up.
Well, you know, I'm not on the lease, but from what I know, with all of the extensive research that we've done here on American Horrible Stories, is that the restaurant down the street, you know, the soup kitchen down the street?
Yeah.
Rumor has it that the bodies were sold there down at the restaurant. Whoa. And they were turned into soup. So that's just what I'm hearing.
What?
That's another
Where
thing.
Where did you get this information from?
Go to your hall of records and just pull up the address, 17 Lankler Street.
Should I be worried? Like, do I need to move out of my place?
Don't move until we do the documentary, because I also want to have your story.
Like, I don't know about this.
Who's in room C or something like that? Area C.
In Area C.
You're in Area C because that's where Darius was beheaded at.
I gotta get off the phone right now. I need to.
If you can show us where, and just show us where the kitchen is at, because I know that the actual,
you know,
they grabbed the knives and killed everyone.
I gotta go right now.
Man, why are you so upset, hon? Please, we're doing American Horrible Stories.
Why am I upset? You called me today, and I need to start packing my stuff and get out of my dog. Is there?
You must have some kind of psychic ability, because the dog came up missing as well.
I gotta go.
Okay.
I gotta go. Bye.
All right. Well, I'll see you tomorrow night when we're there to shoot American Horrible Stories. Stories.
Taps on the tins every hour, every day, right here at Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood, back up in here with Big Sean. Now, I saw that you had said that Kendrick had got at you after he heard Deep Reverence. And and it's sometimes, man, where the public speak louder than about a situation than the actual people that's supposed to be in this situation. You know what I'm saying? Two grown men. Where? How did that call happen, or how did that get at you happen, and where are you guys so-called now?
No, actually, we've been hollered at each other. That was one of the things that, like, that's why I obviously put that in a verse, because I feel like it was just on my heart.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it was literally no, we had no animosity towards each other. It was literally just some outside that, like, hey, I think he's talking about you when he said this. Hey, I think he's talking about you when he said this. And it was just like, you know, when we hollered at each other, it was we both came to the conclusion it was our egos and people just talking. Like, yeah. It was important to have that direct dialogue, like brothers do and kings do. You know, like you talk, communicate, and it was all good. And as far as that dialogue after that, he didn't hit me up. I hit him up because I don't want to talk too much and like give too much business, You know, we was talking about some other stuff, and then he was like, "Hey, I appreciate y'all. You and Nip gassed on that song," he said, or something like that. And I'm like, appreciate the shout out. You know, he's you know, I can't speak for him necessarily. I don't want to talk too much, but you know, it's definitely nothing but good energy. Ain't no time to be enemies with nobody out here. It's like,
especially
we
now,
we facing a whole. Type of common enemy. You know, I know on the song I did, the Friday Night Cypher on Detroit 2 with Eminem and the whole city, like a lot of the people from Detroit on there, there was like 4 or 5 people that had beefs on there. And I'm like, we got to unify. Y'all got to put all that beef to the side. We getting shot in the back. We getting choked out. Like, unless y'all have something, unless somebody did something to y'all mama.
Yeah.
You know, unless it's like somebody killed your brother, then that's a different situation.
Yeah, but I think we can get through the You
if
know
it's like
saying?
A territory thing, or he says something about me, or like, okay, bro, like, it's not that time. So, you know what I mean?
Y'all stick around, y'all radios. We got Big Sean in the neighborhood, Big Boy's neighborhood.
You're in Big Boy's neighborhood.
Big Boy's neighborhood, back up in here with Big Sean. Hey, man, have you been in the gym, bro, or you just wearing smaller shirts?
No, I'm in the gym. I'm definitely in the gym.
Yeah, I got it.
That was part of my...
Getting it together kind of thing?
That was part of... Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Because it helped here, too. Taking that time out for yourself, you feel me? So,
I remember I saw you, like, on a basketball court. I was like, man, this dude Photoshop skills and got immaculate. When I saw how you, I was like, man, go ahead, Sean. I was like, man.
Hey, what's funny is I was looking at a picture I performed at one of your concerts a long time ago, and I had Cudi on stage with me. It was me and Cudi, and I had my shirt off, and then I was doing a side by side, and I looked so different, dog. It's crazy.
Hey, man, but it's crazy when you work on your urges. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was over 500 pounds, and I was 500 pounds sexy anyway. You know, and then I just worked on my urges. Now I'm sexier. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, when you had your shirt off back then, you was probably like, man, look, now you got an. You know what I'm saying? You didn't take your shirt off like, oh, man, I look crazy. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's crazy when we kind of start to look at ourselves, man. And it is true where you got to heal, you know, the mind, the body, and the soul. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And that's so therapeutic, bro, because we're not good to anyone unless we're good to ourselves. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I realized.
Yeah,
that's what,
man.
I realized. And it's like, I ain't trying to look like The Rock, you know, that, even though that's my idol. It's like, I love The Rock, you know, and he's one of my friends. But, you know, I ain't trying to be big muscle. You know, I'm just trying to be in the best shape of my life. You feel me?
Y'all stick around, y'all radios. We got Big Sean in the neighborhood, Big Boy's neighborhood.
You're checking out Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood, Louis G up in here. What up, Lou Doll?
Bro, this video that was caught on, you know, the Ring cameras that everybody has. It's crazy how much stuff is being captured on these cameras nowadays,
yeah, man.
Bro. And this happens to be two teenagers who were going around the neighborhood claiming that they were from a football team from a local high school. Listen to what house they hit, though.
Well, me and my partner, Aiden, we're fundraising for Covina High School football. And we're working really hard, sir.
Actually, that's funny you bring that up, because I know for a fact you guys don't go to Covina, because I teach there.
Huh?
I know for a fact you're not working with Covina High School.
But I play running back position, sir.
You have to know, I'm a football coach there at Covina.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What's your name, sir?
What's your name?
Marcos.
What's the head football coach's name?
Hernandez.
No. I think you guys need to leave the area.
All right, thanks. Have a good day.
Oh. Yeah, man. Oh.
You're dumb. You're stupid. Can you collect some money? No, you're not.
Oh, you're an idiot.
Wow. Yeah, my man, they knocked on the wrong door,
yes,
bro.
Yes, you are from the so-called football team, but you're going
man.
To the football coach's house.
Oh, man.
High
now,
school,
he wasn't
bro.
The head coach. He must have been on the
yes.
staff, and he was a teacher there as well.
Uh-huh.
My man said, what is the head football? My man said,
he had
Hernandez?
An answer. He had an answer, though.
I'm a coach here. Oh, really?
Yeah, man. One of the funniest things at the end, he tells his buddy, like, oh, that was the coach. And the other kid laughs. He's like, oh.
Hey,
like,
man. And I've seen this on the news. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. People know who those dudes are.
Hell yeah,
you know
they do. Even if they do go to that school.
And I don't know if it's a crime or whatever, but yeah, it's got to be with fundraising and collecting mm-hmm. money, whatever it may be. But, dude. Idiots.
Yeah, for sure.
Your friends know. Yes. Dude, that's a slap in the face to your parents. Yep. Mm-hmm. Everything, bro. Like,
it just kind of, you know, you get a lot of solicitors. Like, in my area, every so often I'll get some like this. But even sometimes when they come to the door, I'm kind of like questioning it. Like, are you for real? Are you really from that organization?
Yeah, man.
Or from that church? Or are you really raising money for yourself?
Yeah,
or,
you got to have a card.
Yeah.
You got to have like a soliciting donation card, so on and so forth. But
it's kind of different, yeah.
Man, my man said, get out the area.
Yeah.
I advise you to get out the area.
They probably went over to the next
house.
They're
like, oh, all right. Okay. Yeah. Like, man, that was the coach. Damn. All right. What we got to do, we got to find out who is the coach. In case we run into something like this again.
A picture of him.
All right, yeah. My man would say, Hernandez. Y'all stick around. Y'all radio's Big Boys Neighborhood.
You're waking up to Big Boys Neighborhood.
Big Boys Neighborhood. Your neighborhood news. Natalia's on the mic. Oh, yeah. Natalia Perez, what it be like?
See, Big, this is exactly why you can't always believe what 50 Cent says, because for the most part, he is always trolling us and he flip-flops a little bit. So you all remember how 50 Cent said that he was going to vote for Trump because he didn't like Joe Biden's tax hike for people who make over $400,000 a year. He didn't want to pay that in taxes. And he was basically somewhat kind of giving, I guess, Trump an endorsement, and people were not having it. One person in particular was someone who used to date 50 Cent, 50 Cent's ex-girlfriend, comedian Chelsea Handler. She stepped in. She said, you used to be my favorite ex. Then she even offered to pay his taxes if he voted for Biden. Then she went and doubled down on this offer, throwing in something a little extra while she was on with Jimmy Fallon. This is what she said about 50 Cent.
And that he shouldn't be influencing an entire swath of people who may listen to him because he's worried about his own personal pocketbook. So I haven't heard back from him yet, but I am willing to, you know, seal the deal in more ways than one if he changes his mind and publicly denounces Donald Trump. I might be willing to go for another spin, if you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, gosh, Chelsea. But 50 Cent is all about it because he reposted that video, posted it on his IG. And this is what he said in the caption. He said, blank Donald Trump. I never liked him. For all I know, he had me set up and had my friend Angel Fernandez killed. But that's history. LOL. See, this is why you can't trust 50 Cent with things that he said. You can't take him seriously because you never know where his true intentions lie. He just loves putting things up on the internet to have people like cause a ruckus and stuff. But I still love 50 for his music and for who he is. But he is also allowed to vote however he wants to vote. That is the beauty of this country, that everyone gets a vote. So the most important thing that we want to say is go out and vote. There is not very much time before the election. Use your voice, plan out your vote, know where you're going. If you're mailing it in, send it in as soon as possible, but just go and vote. All right. For more neighborhood news and Big Boy on Demand, where you'll never miss a show, never miss a moment, get us 24/7, radiobigboy.com. While you're there too, make sure you check out everything we got up there. We got the 24/7 channel. We got Big Boy quick clips, fully loaded celebrity interviews, and so much more. Do that now, radiobigboy.com. And I'm Natalia Perez for Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Hey, it is your partner, Big Boy from Big Boy's Neighborhood on iHeartRadio. Here's another moment with us in case you missed it. Megan Thee Stallion is in the neighborhood.
I'm happy to be here.
How has Corona been affecting you? How you been holding up?
I'm not mad at social distancing.
Right.
Like, I like being in the house. I've been in here working on new music, and I'm like, dang, maybe I have to sit down and, like, really get it together. You know, I don't like how it's affecting, you know, other families. And,
yeah,
you know, I've had, like, some friends whose grandparents or, like, cousins or something that actually passed away from it. Our generation, we do take things and turn it into a joke because we don't think it's going to affect us or anyone we know. But just from my experience, I definitely have been, you know, taking it really seriously.
Thank you for listening. It is your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood. You can catch more of us right here on iHeartRadio. Big Boy's Neighborhood, I-Day, all day up in here. What up, I-Dayer?
Big, it seems like every single day there's a new celebrity joining OnlyFans. And I can't blame them, because if this report of what they're earning on OnlyFans is true, they are making insane, like, I can't believe this, man.
Yeah.
Big. Cardi B, okay, Cardi B apparently doesn't really show news. She shows more like behind the scenes and like exclusive. She talks to her fans or whatever it may be. But guess how much Cardi B is raking in on OnlyFans a month?
How much? How much is she?
$8 million. $8 million on that platform. And you know what? I believe she only charges $4.99 per month.
Damn.
Yeah, but I'm thinking like that is so much money to me. Like $8 million a month? Like, damn. She doesn't have to make another song. If she doesn't want to, she doesn't have to go back to that. Like, but I guess if she's showing behind the scenes and stuff, because, you know, she showed like behind the scenes of the WAP music video. And
hey, man,
stuff
I wonder
like
if
that,
Megan is like, do I get anything off that? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like behind the scenes, hey. Like Megan Thee Stallion, she doesn't have an OnlyFans, correct?
She not that I know of, but I mean, she should, because you see Megan's cheeks all over the place.
Yeah, and then she could have taken us
money for it.
Behind the scenes of SNL, like the build up of her performance. Like, I think right now that they're going to change what OnlyFans was, because you got to think, even when Facebook first came out, it was like this college and university connector. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, so, and now it's totally not that. So,
yeah, I mean, I
can see OnlyFans switching.
We saw that Tyga also joined, and he showed a very exclusive straight-up picture of his junk. There was, like, nothing on it, and that allegedly leaked out in other social media platforms. But guess who the number one top earner is?
You say it. I know it.
Black China is the number one celebrity on that platform. This. Yeah. Allegedly, she's making $17 million
per
month.
Yeah, I saw 17 to $20 million. I was like, what?
Exactly. Like, I guess she does like exclusive like foot fetish videos for people, and she really does show her nudes, and she's been on there for a while. Like, she hopped on pretty early on, so
and now
she's
it's
one
becoming
of the top
the phenomenon
earners.
Man, mm-hmm.
Erica Mena and Safari on there too.
OnlyFans is making big money for a lot of people right now.
Cha-ching.
And who
here
would
I am
you
with my
pay to see, like, either naked or in their own, you know, in their own element? Oh, all right, y'all stick around, y'all radios. Mac and camp. Also, y'all hit us up. Who would you pay to see naked or just that, hey, I can't see it all the time? And I heard you say Matt Kemp by day.
Yeah.
Y'all stick around, y'all radios, Big Boys Neighborhood.
Welcome to Big Boys Neighborhood.
Big Boys Neighborhood, give it up for Ani! What up, Ani?
What up, Big? We got...
Ooh, nothing. What we got for click of the day?
We got a video that is going to put a smile on everybody's face. And you don't even need to see this. You just need to hear it. But it is a parrot from the UK. His name is Chico the Parrot. And he sounds just like Beyonce. Take a listen.
Hey, dude, that is not a parrot.
That is, I have the
now,
actual...
Is there video with that, Ani?
Yes, there is. This parrot has his own Instagram page. It's called Chico the Parrot.
Oh, my God, dude.
Vic, do you want to hear what Beyonce sounds like?
Oh, man, no, you send it to me. I'm going to look at it. Hold on for a second. Hold on. Hold on, let me look at it.
Oh, my God, it is so cute.
Oh, my God, that is amazing. That's incredible, man. They need to take that parrot on the road.
Big, that parrot on that Instagram I sent you only follows 5 people, and Beyonce is one of them. So, you know, you never know. A collab might happen soon or something.
Hey, man, so play. Do we have the Beyonce audio, too?
Of course we do.
Of the song. Give me the parrot. Right. Let me hit the parrot real quick. And this is the Beyonce one right here.
If I were a boy,
oh, my God.
If I were a boy.
If I were a boy.
Hey, man. That is the best, man.
Isn't it so cute?
That is the best. Oh, my gosh. And y'all got to excuse me because I'm going to be playing that all month. That is hilarious.
And Big,
I love it, man. Oh, my gosh. Hold on. Oh, all righty, man. That was very entertaining for me. Shout out to Beyonce the Parrot or whatever the parrot's name
Chico,
is.
You know Chico the Parrot. But
Shout out to Chico the Parrot, the talented. And that parrot sound better than a lot of singers that we have today.
Oh my
Shout
God.
Out to Chico. Yes. All righty. Click of the day, man. Ani, where we have that so everybody can enjoy even more of a laugh when they see it?
We have that at Big Boy's Neighborhood and RadioBigBoy.com.
Click of the day. Shout out to Chico the Parrot, Woo! Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big laughs, big stars, big hip-hop hits. It's Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's big Neighborhood, boy. Louis G up in here. What up, Lou?
Big, our phones pretty much run our lives. We do everything on our phones. We pay bills. We go on, you know, so
many
apps.
Man, have you seen that social dilemma
yet? All
of our
information. No,
yeah,
I haven't.
Watch it, but don't watch
it. Yeah, there's so much stuff on here, right? But sometimes it can go wrong to whoever you hand it to. So this is a situation this lady Isabella had. She has a 2-year-old daughter, right? Handed her phone. You know, obviously, a lot of people hand their phones over to their kids so they can play games, watch Netflix, stuff like that, right? Next thing you know, like a week later, she gets a notification, and we all love notifications. Your item has shipped, right? You see that? You're like, oh my gosh, I can't wait for the delivery. What shows up at her doorstep? A $400 3-seater sofa, bro.
Her daughter ordered a sofa like from Amazon or something?
Yes, she has Amazon. She must have left the app open with the one-click buy, which I have also. And I know how easy it is. Just a one-click buy automatic already, you know, it's going to go. Yes, the little 2-year-old decided to do one-click, and she ordered this sofa for $400. She got it there. It was too late for her to cancel it when she saw the notification. And to send it back, they charge you a restocking fee, which is like $180.
Man.
So I'm like, oh my God.
You know, it's a trip. When I order from Amazon, I get an immediate, your credit card was used.
Oh,
you
really?
Know, I wasn't there. So I get that. And then you get an Amazon email.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
I do the one buy thing too. And sometimes it probably does go in my email, but I never really check it out.
Right.
You know, until I get that your item has shipped. I'm like, that's when I'm like, okay, when is it going to get here?
Right.
What time? Delivered by what time? But dude, it's crazy because
like,
who
ordered a motorcycle?
I trip out though. How many parents, like even Myra, she used to give her Aliana her phone all the time, just to, you know, here, watch Netflix, watch this.
She ordered a sofa.
Yeah, dog.
And I'm wondering if moms was looking at sofas already and had something open,
probably.
And she forced her buy. You know, but
who knows?
There's
man.
So many things on Amazon.
Yeah,
and it probably could have been in a suggestion, like whatever she hit. It came.
You got to be careful. Like I said, I've seen so many parents just hand their phone over to the kids. Like, here, mijo.
Not just parent, people.
Oh, yeah. That's
you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah.
You never know.
Has someone ever handed a phone over to you like, oh, look at the picture? Or they start swiping pictures.
Yeah.
And then they get to that picture that you're not supposed to see. You know, or when I hand somebody my phone, I don't like people that I handed it to you for this. For one, I don't hand my phone over. But if I hand you my phone, I hand it to you for this. Don't keep swiping.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, sometimes when I'm like, oh, check out this Instagram post, I'll hand it to them, and then all of a sudden they'll just start. I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah,
like,
then you look up and you got a toy helicopter at your house. You know what I'm saying?
It's at the crib.
What went wrong when you handed over your phone? And I want to hear it all. I'm not just talking about, a couch came to my crib. Like, what went wrong when you handed over your phone?
Oh, man.
All righty. Hit us up. Big Boy's Neighborhood.
This is Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood. Your neighborhood news. Natalia's on the mic. Natalia Perez, what it be like?
All right, Drake's birthday was just a few days ago. Happy post-birthday, Drake. But even though he was the one that should be getting the gifts because it's his birthday, he did decide to give his fans something special. Yep, Drake dropped a teaser trailer for his upcoming album, Certified Lover Boy. All right, that's pretty much it. That was what was going on in the video. There's no audio. It is a very visual thing. But let me tell you, if you watch it, you might get to pull some clues out of what you could be expecting. And here's what I think Drake was just trying to say with this teaser album. Not only did he release the date of or around the date of when he's going to be releasing this album, which we'll get to in a second, but I feel like what he was trying to say was get ready for another unforgettable album, almost a classic. That's because in the video, Drake recreates the cover shots for some of his biggest projects. So Far Gone, Take Care, Nothing Was the Same, and Dark Lane demo tapes. So basically, it's the same kind of imagery, but it's just with an updated version of Drake. And so you get to kind of feel what he did in the past, but what he's going forward with now. He did reveal that Certified Lover Boy will be dropping January 2021. What, Drake? We wanted this album so much sooner. He said at one point that it was supposed to come by the end of summer, but I guess he changed his mind. And recently, his longtime friend and producer, Noah 40 Shabib, said that Drake has had the album done for a while. He's like, it's always done. It's been done. He can drop it whenever he wants. But sometimes, you know, Drake will then go make some new songs and then, you know, things get adjusted so that we have to wait a little bit longer. But it looks like January 2021, when we feel like hopefully 2021 will be a better year, Drake will drop Certified Lover Boy. I can't wait. All right. For more neighborhood news and Big Boy on Demand, where you'll never miss a show, never miss a moment, get us 24/7, radiobigboy.com. While you're there too, make sure you check out the 24/7 channel. This means no matter how busy you are, no matter what you got going on, you can get Big Boy in your life whenever it's convenient for you. The 24/7 channel is up now at radiobigboy.com. And I'm Natalia Perez for Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Welcome to Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood. I see your dollar sign, Ty dollar sign. You know, it's Big Boy's Neighborhood featuring Ty dollar sign. Welcome back to the neighborhood. Right. How you feeling, brother?
I'm glad to be back, man. How you feeling?
Man, glad to be back, bro. Glad to celebrate you too, brother. You know what I'm saying? Once again, congratulations on doing what you do best. New album. First off, man, with the album title featuring Ty dollar sign, what does that mean to you?
I mean, it's what the fans wanted. Featuring Ty dollar sign means it's probably going to be fire. Automatic, yeah. Just from you know, the track records.
So. Because usually we're used to saying such and such featuring Ty Dolla Sign, and you know, you like the also not just on your own, but man, you're a great assist leader too. Mm-hmm. You know, that's but right, does the title really mean featuring Ty Dolla Sign because you got so many other people on the album as collaborators, or what's the actual meaning, or do we just take it how we get it?
It means I have our favorite collaborator. You know, Ty Dolla Sign himself.
Hello.
I mean, I thought of like all the other artists to get, but I was like, it's nothing without Ty Dolla Sign. So he was a humble guy. So he came through. And
so Ty showed up, though.
Yeah, he showed up.
I heard that, man. That's good. That's awesome. And he showed up quite a bit. So I'm glad you were able to get your features finally with him. With him. But man, who does Ty Dolla Sign call for a hit? Because we're so used to people calling Ty Dolla Sign for a hit.
I mean, well, on this album, I called out all the, you know, the all-stars. You know, I got Roddy Ricch, who's one of the greatest in the game. Shout out to Roddy Ricch. I got Post Malone. I got Kid Cudi. I got one of my favorite singers of all time, Music Soul Child.
Yeah, man.
Like, the way that came together was just like, crazy, man. I was walking through the studio and ran into him, and he came in the room, knocked it out. So shout out to Music.
Ty Dolla Sign, hold up, man. We're going to come back with more of Ty Dolla Sign in the big interview. The album is featuring Ty Dolla Sign. Got more with Ty Dolla Sign coming up next.
You're waking up to Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood featuring Ty Dolla Sign is the new album. We got Ty Dolla Sign in the neighborhood. Hey, man, it's just crazy how people can so-called make it, and where you're also grabbing the next talent from. Like, there's low-hanging fruit when we think about Jhené and we think about Roddy and we think about Thug. That's low-hanging fruit. But also when you can go out and find somebody else and say, man, I'm about to turn your dream into a reality.
For sure.
Who did that for you?
Definitely Wiz.
Yeah.
For sure. Shout out to Wiz Khalifa, man. You know, myself, YG Mustard, we even already had a buzz going. Like, once Tootie and Booty came out, and I felt like I was trying to shop my solo project and not many people understood. And I finally landed a deal with Atlantic. And basically, I put out Paranoid and a couple other joints. It was going. And then me and Wiz linked up. We did Or Nah. He brought me on tour. Him and Will started managing me from Taylor Gang. And, you know, everything was crazy after that. So definitely shout out to Wiz Khalifa. Always, no matter if he was number one on the charts or whatever, he's always been the same guy. And, you know, you can be like that. You don't have to be an artist and be a dickhead.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So shout out to Wiz.
you learned that, man, just from kind of looking around too, right? And just kind of soaking up the game as well.
Yep.
Hey, man, before you get on and we say, you know, here's Ty Dolla Sign, and we introduce records, so on and so forth. First, I know that music is just in your blood. You know what I'm saying? It's in your blood. But music sometimes don't pay the bills. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So what was life like before? Did you have, like, what was the job
I mean, the job was doing music, you know what I'm saying? And just trying to get it, just trying to make it, just believing in myself. And no matter what anyone told me, no matter if Jalen's mom couldn't see it no more and she had to make a different move, no matter if my mom couldn't see it no more and she was like, yo, you can't even stay here no more. You got to figure it out. You know, you've grown. I had to figure it out. I kept on working. And then one day I got my break. So I would say that to anybody out there, just believe in yourself and keep on going. And I promise you, if you're good enough, it's going to happen.
Ty Dolla $ign, hold up, man. We're going to come back. We got Ty Dolla $ign in the neighborhood, man. Your big interview, more with Ty Dolla $ign coming up.
You're checking out Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood featuring Ty Dolla $ign is the new album. We got Ty Dolla $ign in the neighborhood. NBA champions, bro. What does that feel like? You know, I say that after we win, man. I was trying to tell you.
What does it feel like for me, or what does it feel like for my pockets? Which one you want to know first?
Oh, you know what? What does it feel like for your pockets? That'll let me know what it feel like for you. Did someone bet against you?
All I got to say is my partner that I made my whole album with, Damn James, right? He used to be Mustard's engineer, and then he was my engineer, and then we just started making hella beats together, and a lot of the beats made the album. So shout out to James, and shout out to your come up, and I love seeing people come up. Like, it just feels so good, man. But he is from Miami.
Oh.
So you know who we bet on.
Yeah, and, man. You know,
it was kind of premature. The album didn't come out yet, so I know I kind of hurt you.
Yeah.
But,
he probably going to be like, man.
Coming out.
He going to be like, man, can we roll over just anything in the album and I don't have to kick in? Like, man, and you know, and with the pandemic, Ty, we're not going to see a parade, but the trophy's here. We needed that for Los Angeles, man.
We needed that, man.
Yeah.
Shout out to LeBron. Shout out to the whole team.
Yeah, man.
I did it. And, you know, that was for Kobe. I feel like it was Kobe, man. Like,
and now we seeing the Dodgers look like they're about to do the damn thing too, bro. It's like we can't even turn up the way that we want. Nope. But right. I love get it all, man. We need it all in Los Angeles, homie. Believe
LA's
that.
Booming, man. We got the Lakers. We got the Dodgers. We got featuring Ty Dolla $ign.
Yeah,
I mean, we back. Mm-hmm. Come on.
I gotta thank you again, brother, for coming into the neighborhood, Dolla $ign. I appreciate you, brother.
Oh man, much love, bro. All the time.
Easy call, man. Ty Dolla $ign in the neighborhood, Big Boy's Neighborhood.
You're in Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Big Neighborhood. Boy. The neighborhood news. Natalia's on the mic. Natalia Perez, what it be like?
All right, can we just let Barack Obama and Michelle Obama's daughter have some fun? All right, this viral video went crazy the other night showing Barack and Michelle's youngest daughter, Sasha, who, mind you, is 19 years old, rapping along to Moneybagg Yo's Said Some Remix featuring City Girls.
City girls make a wish like Ray J. Let me talk to them.
All these niggas want to f*** JT.
They do.
Hellcat, this a SRT. Pull up G-Wags 3. Make a 55 suck day.
He want a menage with a new body. Man, you can't f*** with me because I came from the bottom.
All right. So the video was actually originally posted on TikTok, and the account it belonged to was Sasha's friend. So it's not even Sasha Obama's account, but her and her friend go back and forth rapping the different parts of the song. Someone saw this video. They reposted it on Twitter and it went everywhere. And of course, people had some to say because people always have some to say. There's always going to be some hater out there and they don't realize she is a regular 19-year-old girl. Most 19-year-olds are on TikTok having fun, singing the songs they like. They're just like, let them be. It's just innocent. It's so innocent what she's doing. It's not like she's out here, you know, doing illegal stuff. She's just having some fun. A lot of people, though, were defending Sasha and defending the mean comments that were coming in, which I completely love. One person online said, Sasha Obama rapping to City Girls is proof that 2020 still can be great. I loved that comment as well. There was another one that used a meme of Michelle, like dancing to music, and it was like Michelle in the background of Sasha's TikTok. So that was really fun as well. But again, she's just a girl. Like, for the fact that people want to be mean about it or say that she shouldn't be doing this, they are completely, I personally think that they are completely wrong. But sadly, you can't go look for this account no more because there were some more videos up. All of them are gone now from the original account. But of course, the TikTok version is floating around there on Twitter and Instagram because people know how to screen grab. So you can always find it there. Or you can go to RadioBigBoy.com because we got it up there along with Neighborhood News and Big Boy on Demand. This is where you'll never miss a show. You'll never miss a moment. While you're there too, make sure you hit subscribe. That way you don't miss out on anything. Do it now, RadioBigBoy.com. And I'm Natalia Perez for Big Boy's Neighborhood.
This is Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood, I-Day, all day up in here in case you missed it. What up, I-Day?
We got Saweetie in the neighborhood.
Saweetie.
If you've been getting snowflake emojis in your DMs, it's all because Quavo decided to share the very first DM that he sent to Saweetie when they first started dating. And it was just literally a snowflake emoji. And,
that's how he got her, huh?
That's how he got her. But this is Saweetie talking about that.
All righty, in case you missed it, how did you and Quavo meet?
We were just seeing each other around LA a lot.
Are you comfortable with talking about your relationship?
What's up?
Yeah.
So
how did y'all meet? How did he get through, and how did you and him get through each other's clutter?
Well, at first he DM'd me.
Mm-hmm. But how many DMs do you get, and why was that one special?
You know what? It was weird because his DM went straight to my DM. Like, it went straight in. Mm. It didn't go to the request. Mm. So I was like,
"You got somebody?
Had you guys already talked to people?
Well, yeah, you were following them.
No,
yeah. No.
Mm-hmm. And then we just kept running into each other.
So what was his first DM? What did it say?
Read it.
She's like, "Oh, I mean,
if you went up to the trail, if you go to the DM, you can go all the way up to the trail and see what the first one was.
You right?
Yeah. So, what was it that made you say, "Hey,
was it Mama?
Sweetie. He was just very clever, and like I said, we just kept running into each other. So,
what a song.
What was the official first date? Did you guys ever have one?
Nah, we went out to eat.
So how do you go from DMs to actually getting on the phone, or y'all see each other and you're
in
like,
the studio,
"Hey, what's
together?"
Yeah.
No, I think just seeing each other a lot, and then we just, you know, kicked it.
Were you guys dating before you guys started working together, or did that happen afterwards?
I think it kind of just happened all at once.
Does he charge you for a verse? Do you charge him?
Just what
I don't know. I don't know. I would charge my wife for a verse. It's business.
Is that right?
Nah, hell nah. Okay. So if he spit a verse or you do something, it's like, "Hey, you know, charge that to the game. This is us."
I mean, we do what we do.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, mm-hmm. I don't know what that means, but it means something totally different in my house.
How hard is it to maintain a relationship when your career is exploding? He's so busy already. Mm-hmm. How do you do it?
Well, I think it just helps when we're both in it, so we understand what each other's doing. So it's just a very supportive, you know, thing.
Mm. Mm. All righty, go ahead now. We were drilling her. Really, he was like, "Tell us about that."
we were on it early. We wanted to know all the details.
Hell,
but that's how he got her, with just a snowflake emoji. That worked for Quavo. It's not working for a lot of other people that are trying it, though. It's hilarious.
That's crazy, man. Like, I don't really look at DMs, but all my DMs, like I told you, my DMs are all, you know, "Put me on, play my record, listen to this, so on and so forth, you know." I'm just going to send myself a nude.
You probably got snowflakes in them right now.
Yeah, I'm going to send myself a nude. And then I probably open that up and throw up anyway. You know what I'm saying? But for those out there, they met on, you know, Instagram, social media,
DMs,
snowflakes. What is the unusual way you met your mate? Ooh. Like, the unusual way that you probably met that person, or how y'all hooked up. You know what I'm saying? So hit us up. What is the unusual way that you met your mate? Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big laughs. Big stars, big hip-hop hits. It's Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood, give it up for Ani! Ani is in the neighborhood. Click of the day, Ani.
Big, if you think, or if anybody thinks they're the biggest Eminem fan in the world, they have major competition with a woman in the UK who has 16 tattoos of Eminem's face. So she has 16 tattoos of Eminem's face, 28 tattoos of him overall, and 52 tattoos overall on her body. And I have pictures
Eminem?
For you. Yes.
She has 52 tattoos of Eminem?
No, she has 52 tattoos overall. She has 28 tattoos that include Eminem, and she has 16 of just Eminem portraits.
Oh, my gosh.
And she has become, she set a world record to be the person who has the most tattoos.
She has some great artwork, though, looking at it.
That's another thing that people were saying. They're like, the thing about her tattoos are that it's really, really nice, the way that they did it and everything.
Yeah, I wonder how many tattoos does Eminem have of her. But we'll
probably
we'll make that another story.
Probably none. And you know what, Big? Like, a lot of people have been judging her because, you know, the Genius World Record, is that, I think that's how you
Guinness
say it?
Book of World
Guinness
Record.
Guinness World yeah. Book of Records.
You are in the Genius Book of World Records.
I love it.
I definitely want to be. But she actually, they confirmed that, yes, she is the person who has the most tattoos of any musician in the world. And a lot of people started saying mean stuff to her. So she's like, you know, I was really influenced by him. And she even quoted one of these songs.
All I know is you came to me when I was at my lowest. You picked me up, breathed new life in me. I owe my life to you before the life of me. I don't see why you don't see like I do.
I get it.
So she's just...
Yeah, he got it through some dark times, I see.
Yeah, she's like, he's been the only one that's been constant in my life. She's like, at 14, I heard his song Stand. Then after that...
Is that
like,
a daughter Haley on there too?
Anything that's related to him. Those are the other Lord 28. That's just... And then she has one with Shady and Proof, like right here.
Yeah, yeah, I see like, that one.
I don't even know if Eminem has seen this, but I'm like, dude.
This is Tracy McNew, his manager, and Paul Rosen. She got all of them.
Wait, what?
Like, this is crazy.
Did she really?
No.
But you know what? At least she claims that she's a quote-unquote crazy Eminem lady, because that's what she named herself.
Oh, man. I'm not going to argue that. You know what I'm saying?
I thought I was a huge Eminem. I thought I was a stan, actually, but.
Nah, not at all, man. But she got some great artwork, but this is a lot.
She feels comfortable, she says that
way. And she should. If, and plus, if he got her through something and she feels comfortable, who's to say what she should do with her body?
Agreed.
You know what I'm saying? Because ain't no telling what she could have done with her body.
Very
so true. I love it, man. She's here, and I hope she's happy. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, I don't even have a tattoo of me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would celebrate me before I celebrate anybody else. People are like, man, it's weird you get a tattoo of me. I'm like, no.
Why would you get
a... Why would I get a tattoo of somebody else?
Yeah, like, unless it's your family. Unless it's my family, I
and
probably wouldn't.
And you're an Eminem stan?
I thought I was, but...
I'm going to bring a tattoo artist down for
no,
you. And get you an Eminem tattoo.
I'm a mom it, stan more.
Right? Oh, yeah. Okay, well, we get one of your mom. Like and you here? Can create anything. We can get one of a tattoo of your mom and Eminem, like, hanging out drinking.
Yeah.
Why can't it be me and Eminem hanging out and drinking?
All right, we get it. Let's not argue about it. Okay. All right, we got to get in touch with the tattoo artist. Y'all stick around, y'all radios, Big Boys Neighborhood. Thank you for listening to another full show episode right here on RadioBigBoy.com. And remember, there's all new episodes of Big Boy After the Show every weekday right here on RadioBigBoy.com. It's all new content you've never heard before, and it all goes down right here after we get off air.